Yeah.
Good.
Hi, guys. Yeah.
Hey, guys. We wanted to let you know that we are going to be coming to you live for our first year anniversary show in Atlanta, May 19th at the Plaza Theater. Our show is going to start at 7 p.m. and we have the beautiful B. Simone from Wildin' Out on MTV hosting. She is hilarious and hot and pretty. If you want someone that, you know, has never masturbated, you might want to open her up to make a horrible decision. Come check B. Simone out. Bring your boyfriend. Bring your side boo. Bring your bitch if she's not freaky enough for you. Bring anybody. Come have fun at this show. Come meet us. Every ticket includes a meet and greet with me and Mandy. We're also going to be selling merch there. If you're a Patreon subscriber, you get $5 off of your ticket. So why don't you just join?
Yes. And not only that, please, if you are on Patreon and plan on attending, just leave a comment, leave us a motherfucking message, something, so that we can give you this promo code that will only work for you, because we know y'all was going to start, hey, I got the promo
code. Acting like niggas.
So it will only work for you, but if you are a patron and want to attend the live show in Atlanta, go ahead and hit us up. We will get you your $5 promo code discount, and we are super excited to see you. Again, merch will be available for all of y'all. VIP is motherfucking sold out, because y'all is motherfucking lit.
I was actually surprised that sold out as fast.
That
as
sold out super fast.
Y'all got that $50, huh?
We sold out VIP in our first week of sales, so I'm super excited to see all of you. And again, it all includes meet and greet, because y'all are our hoes, okay? Yes.
So, welcome to the show.
Swallowed that bit wrong.
Mandy and I almost didn't make this episode because we have I'm just going to throw it out there.
Oh,
me and this
God.
Bitch was fighting a lot about what a hoe is. Again.
Don't bring up the topic.
Okay, we're not going to bring up the topic.
I really enjoy it. I feel like everybody be saying stuff like, Weezy, why you be letting Mandy cuss you out? This is my only way to, like, silently, like, fucking, you know, poking.
Oh, you shade, because I didn't. So one of our followers actually went back and started listening from the very beginning, and she was like, Weezy was mean as hell. I'm glad you started shading. And now I feel like everyone thinks I'm the mean one.
Let
but
me tell you why
I literally
stopped,
throw my shade.
Mandy used to get really upset about me making basketball player jokes, and I stopped. Because you had a serious conversation with mm-hmm. me, and she was like, bitch, that shit is rude. And so I stopped. And I feel like I've never had a conversation with you to say, bitch, you're rude. But bitch, you're rude.
That's fine. But I feel like my shade comes from you literally being you, and my comment for you to say shit. When you wanted to bring up, it's just you, hope. Like, no, you don't understand. This one girl on SoundCloud wrote, I'm just so over you shading Weezy, and it was me bringing up her gay voice, and it's like, bitch, you did change your whole voice
because
for a whole
episode. Be doing anything to shade me, bitch.
I'm just saying.
Matter of fact, where's Prelude to a Kiss? Bitch, I fuck with you, and I don't know where you live. I think she said Jersey, but hit me up. She on my list, bitch, and I wish you would tell
me no. You
know
what? So the issue, and I'll sit here and say, so the issue that I had with Weezy making all of the basketball references was, as you guys know, me and Weezy had a 5-year gap in our friendship. And so at the time she's making all these jokes, I felt like she was shading me on my 21-year-old
self. But bitch,
self.
You still fuck them niggas.
But I don't. Who? 24/7 ain't a ball player.
Bitch,
Lawyer Bay ain't a ball player. Just because he's 6-something making a basketball player now?
So you don't fuck basketball players anymore?
I haven't fucked a basketball player in a very long time.
So you don't
time.
Fuck athletes? Who would you about to go eat with?
Me eating with an athlete and me fucking an athlete are two different things.
I can still make the joke, bro.
No,
hold
bro.
On. During the All-Star game, how
did
you
act? I fucked nobody. I ain't fucked nobody out there.
How did you fuck in the game?
When?
This year?
Bitch, I was talking about the finals a couple years ago. Yeah, I fucked probably about 6 of them, but that don't matter. Goddamn, fuck you. That was the past, which is what I was saying. All your shade was coming from a bitch that you knew, yo. But bitch, I ain't that bitch no more. A bitch done grew. I done, you know, transformed, ho.
Have you?
I'm just saying, I got real niggas in my line, goddamn. Mm. Fuck you. Anyways, guys, we are here, and I don't even know how we here. Why do you keep sliding me your phone like I ain't got
can't
my own
get a week.
Phone? Bitch, calm down. We are still doing the introduction. Oh, hi, guys.
I'm done with the intro. Go
I can't,
to the king.
I can't stand
I'm
this.
So fucking tired of this. Ooh. You being you is why I'm shady, because you being you. Matter of fact, I want to say this. If you have never listened to Horrible Decisions, I'm going to be honest with you. We act like this every episode. So it doesn't get better. And if this isn't for you, then I'm sorry. This is very much of us hating each other. I think what keeps us together is
we
know
this show.
We
got, it's this show.
We know we got to get
we
this money.
We wouldn't be friends without this show. I'm going to tell y'all now. It's what keeps us going.
It's hard.
Whew, it's
man,
hard.
Stop fun. Lying. I'm about to go to a concert and shit together.
It is for fucking networking purposes.
It is. It's to look at the venue to bring
this
to
bitch
bring
didn't
our
even
show
go to eat
New
with
York.
Me. She was about to go eat with Athlete, but excuse me for bringing up ball players. Anyway.
I'm just saying. Anyways, as you guys know, every week we have a kink of the week. And so this week I wanted to bring this one in because I thought it was rather interesting. The kink of the week for this week, guys, is queerophilia. Queerophilia is actually talking about hands. The specific fetish for hands is called this, and it may manifest as an attraction to fingers, a great manicure, or simply some smoking hot hands. While queerophilia can absolutely use hand jobs, fisting, or fingering, some hand fetishes might get off on hands' mundane tasks, such as picking up groceries or doing chores. I thought that this was interesting.
Did you see where it says back massages, too?
Where?
At the top, which is kind of weird because you can't see the hands. So it's literally your hands doing
literally,
something.
Literally, I guess, feeling the hands. But technically, if you're getting fisted or fingering, like I know when a guy's hands is in me, I'm not really looking at his hand. So I guess it's even just the touch or feeling
I've
of hands.
I've had to get used to fingering as gay as I've been lately.
I really like fingering.
Especially
I do. You what?
Nah, I'm just shout out to what was the lesbian's name?
Oh,
Lover Girl?
Vic,
yeah, Lover Girl.
Oh my God! She did talk about fingering.
No, but she mentioned like the wave.
The wave. Oh, look, you done use that shit already, Alex. Look at you. You waving now?
You know what? Why do we even? I feel like we need to get another discount because you was taking notes with Anthony. You took notes with Victrillion.
Hey,
I just feel like
I'm a listener.
You know, I know that's right. That's what we doing this for.
The wave does work though.
Yeah, the wave works.
Yeah,
that shit is different.
I think I gotta look up A spot again. When Tyomi came, she was talking about the A spot, but maybe that's what that shit is hitting for me. But like, I had Jeeves do that shit to me the other night, and I was like, nigga, I came so hard, I don't even want you to fuck me now.
It's crazy.
Could have did this shit with Lover Girl. Why'd you even come?
And it's crazy because when I saw this, I actually thought so. As y'all know, I've only really had one dick, but the guy who I had the golden shower with was in town. Fuck y'all.
You've only had one dick since when?
No. Oh, yeah. I've had a whole lot of dicks. But I'm saying for the last couple months, it's been one dick. Oh,
okay.
Since, like, November, one dick. Anyways, fuck. So y'all laughing because I said I only had one dick?
Still side
so
eye
is that much? You see the shade? Bitch, you only had one dick.
I'm just shading you because, you know, you being you.
That's fine.
That's good.
Fuck you. No, but it's funny because
I
want
your t-shirt to say that shit. Shading you for being you.
So when I found this kink, I thought it was interesting because, so as you guys know, the guy who I did the golden shower with, he's someone that I've been dealing with for the last 11 years. And he's one of those guys that I just thought I couldn't like let go. So
11 years?
Mario.
But you're 27.
Yeah, bitch. We met when I was 15, 16.
What?
Yes.
We so why you always call the nigga who took my virginity a pedophile?
He wasn't a pedophile. I mean, he was 19 or 20 when I was 15, 16.
Okay, so my
nigga, that's
20.
A pedophile.
Why is that a pedophile? He was in college.
That's the same thing.
I was in high school.
It was the same thing as
what?
6'9", Tekashi. Same thing he got in trouble for.
I mean, I get
that. How old is he?
Well, he was, I think, 18 or 19 when he was fucking 15
year old. I mean, the whole thing's statutory, but my mama knew about him, so
allegedly.
There was no
issue.
So my
mama knew about mine, but you were shading me the whole time?
Oh, no. You were 14. He was like 24.
No, he wasn't, bitch.
Bitch.
I'm 27. He's 33 right now.
Nah, that was 20 and 14. That's a problem.
I wasn't 14. Bro,
14.
I lost my virginity.
Did you not just do the math? Like, I just did the math. 33 and 27, that's 6 years.
16
14
and
20. 14 and 20. Bitch, right. Bitch, and she tried to say, no. Right. That's
all right, whatever.
But no, anyways, he came
see,
over.
See, it's not so bad when you're 27, though.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah,
bitch.
Nigga.
Nigga. But anyway,
well, maybe I was a charity girl back then. He had a car.
So anyways, he came over and I just knew I didn't really want to have sex with him. And I told him I didn't want to have sex. And so he actually was like, well, it don't make sense for both of us not to get none. So he actually fingered me and ate my pussy for probably about 30, 35 minutes. And everything he did dealt with his hands and his fingers. And he was shocked. Apparently, he got, like, knuckle deep with his fingers. But it was probably the most, like, it felt so good. I didn't squirt because I was on my couch. My couch is suede. And I was just like, nigga, don't make me come all over my couch. But
that was a nice roommate of you. To be real.
I'm just saying. But, no. So, when I read this, I...
What color is it?
What? My couch is gray. So, yeah. It just would have not been good. But it's funny because I had this conversation with him. Kind of about
where his hands were in me. He fit the three fingers, like what Vicky said. And I just really think that it's something that a lot of men do not do or master, and he has mastered, and I feel like I have this thing for fingers. Like, I know when I have men giving me head, I ask them, can you put your fingers in me? And so kind of just, I don't know if I have a hand fetish. I know I do like guys who get manicures, but it was just amazing, like, how I felt with
so
the hands
and the fingers.
So it's weird
because, like, I've never thought about the hands.
Really?
Like, I like getting fingered, but I don't think about it as, like, the hands. Because, I mean, the kink of the week is about the hands. But it's funny, because I did have a guy once tell me that he really liked looking at my nails on his dick when I jerked him off.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And this was when
niggas is not weird. That's why we get our nails done, so that it looks good while we're getting blowjobs. That's literally the only reason we get our nails done.
Get the fuck out.
I swear to God.
Maybe us. I'm going to be honest. I think other people maybe
get it done. Okay, maybe they just want to get it done. But I do. Like, I be thinking about the color.
I do, too.
Like, I absolutely think that.
I'm going to ask a nigga right now.
Niggas don't care about that
niggas
shit.
Do.
Yes, they do.
Yes,
no, they
do.
Don't.
No?
You're telling me when you get your dick sucked and you see red nails on your dick, you don't think it's hotter than...
No.
White nails?
No,
I don't
give a fuck.
Let's take a poll right now.
As
I want
long
you guys...
as your nails is, like, not fucked up, like, you straight. I don't give a fuck what color
so
they are.
So then you do care about what the nails look like.
No. As long as they're not, like, fucked up. If you have a manicure, you straight. That's good enough. You can have clear.
You're telling
and it's
me
fine.
When you see no color or color, that makes no difference
no
to you.
No difference.
He's
I don't
a man.
I mean,
I
like,
know.
You'll still enjoy it, but, like, you're telling
no difference.
I feel like niggas
so
like
is this
no
a thing
difference.
That women have just put into their head?
Y'all do it for y'all. Y'all
no,
do your hair
I do
for each
it for,
other.
I mean,
no.
I
nah,
do
nah,
it for
nah,
me.
Nah.
Women
do
it hair
for
other
women. You do your hair
women.
For other niggas? No.
No. I'm talking about women right now. Women do hair for other women. Y'all do your make, yeah, cake face makeup for
oh, yeah,
other
they
women.
Makeup.
Y'all
they
do nails
do
for other
I
women.
Like,
I
really feel like I do
care
it for
about
myself.
That shit.
I don't know about other people. I do.
Drake said it best. Hair tied, sweatpants, chilling with no makeup on. Like, that's what we
niggas
like.
Think
that's
they like no makeup, but really that just means concealer.
Yeah, because when you don't have makeup on, niggas will be like, oh, you look different today. Like, y'all be motherfucking making comments
I
when
mean,
a bitch ain't got makeup on.
We gotta nag a little bit.
You full of shit
we gotta
is
nag
what
a little
you
bit.
Are.
But wait. Track back.
Yes.
You really track left back. Dude, like, with blue balls?
I mean, I don't know where the sperm went out of his balls. You know what? So it's crazy because I
that's
feel
foul.
Like
you're foul.
This is, no, but this is kind of that area that I'm in. So what he does for me sexually is what I get from 24/7. And so unless he could have provided the intimacy or something different than what I'm getting from 24/7, I felt no need to fuck him. You're
what?
In town.
You ain't
so
have to
fuck
no, but you ain't have to fuck
it.
Him. But if he went down on you and fingered you,
I know
you're
why you
not
want
even
it.
Giving him
I didn't
a hand
want it.
Job.
I know why you didn't want it.
You don't know my life.
You know why you want it. It's funny. I don't know your life, but you love to tell me about mine. But
I don't tell you about
so
your
so you ain't go down
shit.
On him or a
oh,
hand
I didn't
job.
Go down on him at all. No.
So you just left
he
him.
Gave, well, he fingered me.
He was just
ate my pussy and gave me a massage.
He did not.
No, he didn't even pull his dick out. Didn't even pull his dick out. Oh, my
y'all
roommate was shocked too.
Different niggas.
Man. Yeah, no. I mean, but normally we kind of. I mean, but he's also one who does like to be submissive, and so he kind of.
Well, if he likes to get pissed on, I kind of believe this whole.
Yeah,
story.
He. Oh, yeah, and he added okay, the role yeah. The I role forgot. Play into it, and was like, part. make me want to come back, like. Keep your pussy from me. Don't give, like, he even.
Oh, no,
like,
that's just a nigga being possessive, bitch. Yeah. I don't know about no role play. Yo, keep that pussy locked up. You keep it locked up? You got the chain on that pussy?
But no, don't do that, but no. But, yeah, it was weird. And it's crazy because his dick was so good, clearly, to keep him around for 11 years.
Yeah.
And it's to the point now where I think I got dick that's that I like more.
Yeah.
So
dick or person you
yep, I like the yep. dick more. I don't like the so let me tell y'all real quick. Speaking of, and this isn't gonna go into home mail or anything
you
like that.
You wanna talk about your making love thing you want?
No.
Oh.
It's funny because so I was with him 2 days ago and so we're laying down and we talking about you know,
you're
because I
who?
Am talking to a nigga that might be a boyfriend, but we not gonna get into that. Y'all heard that in another episode. But so I'm sitting there telling him like I'm really like I'm trying to get a boyfriend, like I'm about to get a boyfriend. And, like, so I'm talking to him, telling him, like, you know, where I'm at and how I want a boyfriend. Of course, I'm not telling him my stress and having to cut him off if I can. So this nigga, with his narcissistic, know he got good dick having ass, sat here and was like, well, when you get that boyfriend, go ahead and let me know which dick is better. And was like, let me know who you like fucking you more, me or him. And I'm just like, to my boyfriend, though. So I don't, what? Fuck
honestly,
both
I think you be doing that same shit to niggas that got girls.
I do. I ain't even going to hold you.
Yeah.
I know they want to come fuck me when they wives is at home. And that's fine. I be like, I know you want this. But that's what he did to me. What?
Have you ever compared it in a way? Be like, does your wife suck your dick like this?
Oh,
have you?
Laughing. I've asked the things that
bitch,
we do.
You ain't
that she
shit. Now they about to hate your ass. Yep. I wish they could have heard this shit before. Yep. They needed to be Team Weezy. Bitch, you ain't shit for that shit.
Why does that make me not shit? Clearly, she's not doing something that I'm doing.
I think it's because it's your ego. That's why you ain't.
I have a huge ego, and if you're sitting here risking your whole livelihood and paying my bills for this pussy, I want to know how good it is. Go ahead and tell me how good this pussy is. Go ahead and tell me how good I suck your dick.
But do you really compare? I know, like, obviously, we want to know that we're good at sex, but do you really be like, is this better than your wife?
Oh, even I. He does the same thing that I do. I told you. He told me, I fuck you like this to remind you that whoever else you're fucking ain't fucking you right. That's what the fuck he said to me.
Look at you.
And I was like, you right. Because he be fucking the shit out of me.
And that's why I ain't give that nigga this pussy.
Because
that's why
I'm thinking about the dick and it's so motherfucking good.
Do you tell him it's his pussy?
Oh, all the time. Oh, I tell him I love the dick. While we're having sex, I tell him how much I love it. I use the L word a lot. Daddy, this is yours. Yep. Do whatever you want with this pussy. This is your pussy.
I use the L word a lot. Yep.
I use the L word about his dick. Yep. When I say it, when we're fucking, I'm like, I love this dick. I love the dick. I don't ever say I love you. I love the dick. I love how you fuck me. I love how you make this pussy come. I love what you do inside of this pussy. Okay. That's it. So fuck you.
We believe you.
I say that.
Yo, hashtag, please drop under Mandy's shit for this episode. Hashtag, we believe you.
Really? That's what we doing?
We believe you.
That's what we
believe
we
do. We believe
anyway,
you.
Anyway, fuck both of y'all. Anyways,
what
we
got? Fuck athletes talking about, we believe you.
Oh, y'all getting a real kick out of this, huh? Y'all get a real kick. It's okay because guess what? Guess what Noah's going to do? Damn, Weezy was so mean to you this episode. Because you know what? Y'all act like I'm so assertive. Weezy's a nice, innocent one. So when I throw little tiny jazz, y'all be like, oh my God, poor Weezy. Fuck y'all hoes. Anyway, we going to go ahead and get into the motherfucking home mail.
This was a, so if you guys don't know our voicemail number, I want to give it to you. We have a line where you can hit us, leave your voicemail, tell the whole fucking story. It is 845-419-3809. And this was left by who fucking knows?
Hey, y'all. So, I'm a virgin, but I consider myself a freaky virgin. The reason why I'm still a virgin is because I don't want to have bad sex. And the people that I'm surrounded with, I'm not really attracted to. And so I'm not going to have sex just to have sex. I want to be pleased. I want to explore shit. I want to get real freaky. Like, and I've been talking to my friends about this, and they think it's weird that I want to try anal, or if I get into a relationship with people, like, I want to, like, swap and be in threesomes and just all different types of shit. They think it's weird. And it wasn't until I started listening to you guys' podcast that I realized that I'm not fucking weird. I'm, a normal person. And so I guess I just wanted to ask, how did you guys start hoeing? Because I want to reach this level. And I guess just how did you get it all started?
What school you went to?
Let me pause this for a second. Jesus fucking Christ. You know, we do a lot of other stuff. Okay, we like read and stuff. We're smart girls. What did you do? How did you learn? There's no class of it. Ooh, that need to be our next live show. How to hoe.
Yeah.
That's it.
I think so.
Let me continue this. Sorry.
Where did you go? How did you meet people? Because I feel like it's weird to just, go up to someone and be like, hey, can you be in our threesome or whatever? I don't know. Just how do you get started being the sexual liberated women that you are? Because I really want to get on that level. Because I'm 22 and I feel like I just want to start, doing stuff before I'm too old I just want to get experience. I'm tired of, and I'm not the virgin that just, doesn't do anything. I have sex toys. I just haven't felt like the guys I'm around have been good, especially guys my age. I'm 22. I'm attracted to usually men over 27. So, and the guys, they're, and yeah, I just want to, yeah, that's it. Okay, cool. Thanks. Bye.
I don't know. That's not me. I think that's her phone.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll play it. I'm going to put it over. But so, guys, I think this is so funny because I don't think that there's an actual class or way to start hoeing. You just kind of got to suck dick.
Actually, you know what you should do? This is, I think, the best piece of advice I could give you. I'm sure we're going to get into Alex. This. But we had that girl, the actual Black Mermaid, right?
Yeah.
I would hit her up. And have her teach you how to branch out into some hoe shit. I don't know if you listened to that episode. I can't remember which one it was. Maybe a few weeks back. But, she was called the Hoe Coach. And she was teaching women how to, like, get money and stuff. Mm-hmm. But she also said that she helps single women get back out in the world. And I think as a virgin, she'd be somebody great to talk to about that. I'm going to be honest. I don't think that there is a way to start hoeing.
Agreed.
I think that the way me and Mandy have, so to speak, become sexually liberated, as my mom said, you guys just always love to go out and have a good time, and you were always like this. Like, mm-hmm. as someone that really enjoys life, I know how this sounds, like just saying that you enjoy life, but I think the biggest part to being a quote-unquote hoe is not giving a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I go and live my life. I don't give a fuck if someone's going to talk shit about me. I don't give a fuck if someone's going to take a picture of it, if I'm shaking my ass somewhere, if I'm kissing a girl in a bar, if I'm doing whatever. I really enjoy what I do. And in that free spirit way, which is like the nice way of calling yourself a hoe, that's how I've had my experiences. Whether it be meeting famous people or rich men or whatever. I'm someone, I believe, that other people want to be around. Same like you. People invite you to places. People mm-hmm. want you to be around because you're fun. And most hoes are fun. I've never met a boring hoe.
I also, my hoeish friends, like the ones who are the hoeiest, if that's a word, are the most confident women I've met.
True.
So even just knowing that you could bag whatever you want, that you can just do whatever the fuck you want, and that you do it well, even like just not giving a fuck about what a man thinks allows you to just go out and if you want something, you get it. And so I really feel like it's something that you need to find within yourself. I also feel like you need to figure out, and this is like hoeing on a good level, I would say, as far as finding your inner confidence to where when you go out and hoe, you feel good about yourself.
Good point to bring up. Because a lot of women feel terrible after they have sex like that.
Yes.
I used to feel that way, actually. At first, I was having sex to get over breakups or things like that.
Or to keep a man. Like, you have to make sure you're having sex for you and not to fill any type of void that you have going on. So mm-hmm. I think that that's probably the best way to hoe.
There's one more thing you mentioned. I think I had an episode, Mandy wasn't in on it, but Jesse Wu came and I read something about a virgin not wanting to have sex but doing freaky things. So this is the second time I've heard a virgin wanting to do dirty things.
Wait, she was a virgin? I completely missed that part.
She said, I'm a virgin.
She said, I'm a 22-year-old virgin who wants to
She said, I don't want to have bad sex.
Remember? I want to start my whole phase. Yeah. So
another
wait,
thing
wait,
too.
Wait. As a man, wait. What you look like you're kind of...
Nah, I'm just saying, like, she's already 22. Like, she should just try to find someone her age. It's always going to be bad the first couple times. Because it's like...
She doesn't have to fucking find someone her age. It's always going to be bad. Don't bring it on her virginity.
Like, can you not do that?
Yeah, she's not 16.
Like, she
it
has
would
be to
bad
know, like,
then.
Her first couple experiences aren't going to go well.
Yeah, but
I
she's
think
not going
to
be
shit.
Good. She's not going to be good.
You don't know that. I was great at sucking dick the very first time I did it. He literally was like, this is not your first time. And I said, yeah, it is.
Who was the first dick you sucked?
Nope.
The My first ex-boyfriend? Dick
he
bitch,
was
that's bad. I ain't never sucked his dick or none of that and got all them, everything from your ex-boyfriend.
He was
with doing
gassing
nothing.
You up.
I never fucked him.
He was gassing you up.
I never fucked him or sucked his dick. But the first guy whose dick I sucked, he was a senior and I was a freshman.
So, bitch, he ain't had a lot of dick sucking.
Exactly.
Like,
he was on a baseball team. He definitely had a lot of
by teenagers.
Yeah, by but, other teams.
So were you outbeat the other 15-year-olds?
Yes, I outbeat the other 15-year-olds. Fuck
about
you.
Your high school
but
dick
it's a family gift.
When I first started sucking dick, I was good at it. Okay. So I'm just saying, don't sit here and tell her.
I don't
that
know.
She's
I don't
terrible
think.
Up front.
I think all things take practice. But I will
Damn.
Say, Alex, I don't think that she's gonna be bad at sex up front.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you why. I think it's very hard for women to be bad at sex, and I think that just makes a woman
Agreed.
Lazy.
Agree.
I think women that are lazy
Look,
are bad
laughing.
At sex.
You
Would you agree?
Wrong.
Women
Wait,
that are bad
wrong.
At sex are not lazy?
Wait, girls can't be bad at sex?
It's If, yes. Yeah, they no, yes. no, he's right. They can. Yes. You can't be attentive. You can just lay there. You cannot fuck back. That's
like.
Or lazy.
Even if you're on top and you do the whole back and forth instead of the up and down, like, there are things that women do that aren't good. That
so because
aren't,
it's
that
her first
please,
couple times, you're saying she's just going to be bad. She's going to be trash.
That she should just learn, like, and then learn with somebody who else who's like
trash. I think that you could still
like
be a
trash.
Good lover and a virgin, though. I really do believe that.
I mean, I'm sure it's possible.
I'm going to tell you
I'm
why.
She
I've had women
a bit more
that I've slept with that have never slept with women, and they were very, very good in bed with me. Maybe they didn't exactly know how to, like,
you know what? She grew up with a pussy her whole life.
I can't believe you're saying these
things. I'm just saying. She did. So
I'm
she
so glad
knows
we're against
it.
Somebody else you besides
know?
Each other
she
today.
She knows it a little bit better than she would know a dick.
Okay, so you're saying that she should experiment with girls first?
No. I'm saying that she should experiment
with... He's saying
with
that it makes sense that a girl... I don't know. I've still... Even while teaching someone what to do, I feel like they could still... You could be an eager person when you're, like, trying to, like, do something... Like, you know what I mean? And it still be good. I don't think she's going to be bad her first time, especially if she says she's freaky like she is.
So, it's funny that this is our conversation because we have another woman asking us something very similarly, but she's on the opposite end of the spectrum. And if you guys can't tell, this is an entire episode on Ho Mail. Hello. So, the next one says, this podcast is so awesome. You ladies are so free and owning your lives. Free spirit hoes. the way that I strive to be. I'm a 31-year-old divorcee, was married at 23 like a dummy. Who lives with my ailing aunt. She raised me, and I am sexually frustrated. My ex-husband is unfortunately the only man who I've ever been with sexually, but we broke up 4 years ago.
No.
Yes, I used to think that one day we would get back together, but those thoughts were banished once I found out he has a new girlfriend.
Aww.
He used to still hit me from time to time, but after he got a girlfriend, I blocked him. Yes,
good for
bitch,
you.
How you need to. I'm ready to move on, but I'm so out of touch with dating, and I have no idea how to approach a guy. I've had chances to have sex, but I would like to actually like the guy that I screw. Online dating isn't working, and while I'm socially awkward when it comes to meeting guys in public, do you ladies have any tips for how I can get laid this year? Sexually frustrated.
First off, I want to say, like, I felt totally sad for her when I read that.
Yeah.
Because I've been there where I was, like, kind of holding out for a nigga that wasn't, like, I was broken
waiting
up
for
with.
Me. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not even, like, situationship type shit, but, like, someone that I was totally broken up with and I still felt like in my mind I was his, and then I felt like I wasted all this time. Also want to say, 31 is fucking young. So,
yeah.
I don't think.
We're not there yet, but it's young.
It is really young. Mm-hmm. Like, especially to be getting into experiences. I don't know, bro. You did write, I don't know, have no idea how to approach a guy. I want you to listen to the episode that we had with the pickup artist. I think that would be a great one. I think you need to have a little more.
I don't know for her if that would be.
He talked about how to talk to men and how to be confident and how to be friendly and outgoing. And there was a lot of women that wrote us that told us they liked it. I think that was still a good episode to at least learn how to get out there and enjoy being single.
I would say for her to listen also to the Ho Coach episode.
Ho Coach. But still, the pickup artist made single sound great. And single is great. I think the only thing.
Just get on Tinder.
Well,
she said online dating
isn't
working,
and she wants to like the guy that you screw.
Oh, she's ugly.
And she's also socially awkward. Why do y'all be shading the fuck out of our listeners? Why she got to be ugly?
I'll cut that out. My bad.
You ain't got to cut it out because you said it, nigga.
First of all, online dating doesn't work for a lot of women, and I'm going to tell you why.
Y'all niggas be coming on here.
You probably, this
women.
Is why online dating probably doesn't work for you. And
I'm sorry,
assuming that you're attractive.
Listener.
I think that. Either your pictures are wrong, either you don't know how to have back and forth convo because you've been with a nigga so long, you really don't know how to flirt. That could be it too.
Oh, that's
you know what I'm saying? Like, it may not be going well because dudes ain't writing you back after you match them. And they probably ain't writing you back because you might be boring. Here's a really fun Tinder.
Boring.
Boring.
I didn't mean, why call her ugly?
It's not the same as ugly.
But here we go.
We don't even know.
Here's a really fun.
Cut that out. Y'all got to bring that back.
No,
we're not cutting it out. We want these hoes to know you ain't shit. We've been hyping you up the whole time, and here you are.
This is the voice of A King, right?
I want to tell you one thing I used to write on Bumble, because on Bumble, you have to write first. So I used to write 2 truths and 1 lie? And then the dudes will hit me back with 3 statements about them. And then it's like this game back and forth. You can have 3 about yourself that you could put on your bio and like let them guess and let it be a fun story. Like, let's say the one of the truths is I punched someone in the face this year and that wasn't a lie. And then they're going to be like, damn, when you got in a fight?
Right.
And you got to get in total combat. Like, it could That's be totally cool. fun.
I'm going to give her advice outside of still the online dating because she said it wasn't working for her. I would say we all have friends.
Well, she also said she's socially awkward, so I really don't know what to do.
Right,
now.
But I would say as someone who has friends, I mean, all of us have friends or coworkers. I would say start there, like have conversations with your homegirls and let them know that you're single. They may have a man that they know, either a guy friend or a cousin or a brother or somebody that they feel like would be good with
you.
Yeah,
go fuck your friend's brother, Mandy. What?
What's the problem?
I got a better piece of advice that I'm
problem?
Really feeling. Since we're pro sex work, I know you're not going to like this, but if you ain't gotten laid in 4 years, well, your husband, ex-husband,
you stay trying to tell these hoes to go buy some dick.
Listen.
You stay trying
to... Is that a real thing? I know it probably happens, but is it like a big thing where
listen,
like,
I don't
a
think
lot
so.
Of women
go
buy,
look
at
male
so.
Escorts, but like, you know, particularly find ones that you're into. And dude, you will have a man give you everything you want, complete boyfriend experience, go out to eat, do all of that shit. Girl, I think it's called Something Angels. Look up Gigolos on Showtime and like see what that name is. But these dudes are like $700 for a day rate. Bitch, you gonna like him and he probably gonna fuck the shit out of you. And you can look, you can go through a bunch of dates with a dude, waste all this time on your hair and makeup and getting pretty and wasting all that chat and just get fucked good.
Fuck your coworker's brother. Or cousin or a co-worker. That's what I'm saying. That's ridiculous.
Maybe they're cheaper. This was a New York rate.
If you don't want to pay for dick, like I would not, I would definitely say to ask your friends.
Yeah,
I don't think there's anything.
About paying for dick,
I don't think there's anything wrong with going on blind
that
dates
is as a woman. Oh,
yeah, no, I'm cool. Too much free dick and good dick. I just don't think that.
But how do we know? How is it confirmed? You gotta fuck him first.
All I know is I have a lot of guy friends who have fucked porn stars and escorts, and it hasn't been good. So just because you're paying for dick doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be great. Because I know a lot of niggas who have paid for sex, and it was like, fuck, I just paid for this, and it wasn't great. So I don't think that that's necessarily the route for her to go for and making it like a 100% guarantee.
You know what? Maybe they got reviews. I don't know. And if they don't, I'm going to create a Yelp for dicks.
Oh,
I want a dick facts.
Isn't that what, that... website that you guys check that has all the gossip.
I'd rather no, that's not the same.
No.
But they do be like talking.
But
about
if you go on Eros, if you go on a lot of like the sites where you have escorts, you have to be verified a lot of the times, and the clients that you do get are able to leave reviews. There's actual websites for men and women who purchase escorts where each escort has reviews on them. I'll get the information from my friend. Clearly, that's how I know about this.
Yeah, while you read the next question, I kind of want to look up an escort review really quick.
Yeah, they're on there, but you're not going to be able to read them. You have to pay for a lot of the sites. Like, they're not open for you to read. I've tried.
How do I know I want to join unless I know the pussy good?
You have to pay for the membership. I'm going to go ahead and read this next one, and I think this is super good.
What, am I click to find out you're a 3.5?
I love your show. You guys make my day every time I listen to you. Thank you, boo. Found it a couple weeks ago, so I'm barely on episode 24. Girl, you got a long way to go. tips for the perfect blowjob.
She has a lot of
tips. Is the episode that she's on. I love giving my man a blowjob. I feel like I suck the soul out of him. Yes,
I believe.
Amen.
You.
I need help with one thing, though, and I hope you guys can help me. So English is my second language.
Oh, I remember.
I speak it pretty good, but I'm super self-conscious about it. I would love to talk dirty to him, but I kind of don't know what to say. So if you can literally tell me what to say so I can be the dirty little slut I really want to be.
Bitch, that's all you got to say.
Thank you guys. Hoe on the low.
By the way, I wrote her back and I asked her what language she spoke. And I believe she wrote us back and was like, I speak Spanish, but I feel like everybody's going to tell me to speak Spanish. Also, I want to just add in, for you to have English as your second language, you wrote us perfectly. And a lot of
y'all know the grammar police. Weezy the grammar police.
You wrote way better than some of these niggas that was born in America speaking English. So, I want to say to you, I think that to start off with
literally,
dirty talk,
we need to get into role play right now. She said, literally, tell me what I should say. So, Jeeves is fucking you right now. Please talk into the mic.
And say,
and I'll do the same too, thinking of 24/7. But
you
what, do
to
you
talk
say,
back and forth?
What do you say right, during sex? Let's go.
Okay. Let me get ready for dick. All right. Set the scene.
We're going to set the scene.
All right.
So,
here's
so,
his dick.
So his dick.
Who are you? You're a guy, I'm girl.
No, I'm going to be a guy too with my dick. I'm going to say it next.
But we got to go back and forth because we have to see how this is going to go.
Okay. So my dick is in your mouth.
I'm
about to go to
right
your
now.
mouth.
Okay.
That's my dick right there.
Okay. Here I go.
First, I'm gonna like make a long piece of spit or some shit like that, and then I'm gonna probably like, I'm sorry, I'm so messy. Do you like that? Why are you leaving?
Because y'all my friends.
You know what? I kind of want you to leave too.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, I think an easy way to do it to start talking dirty is talk about what's happening.
Agreed.
Sucking the dick. All right, you're the guy. Bunch of spit everywhere, or I'm choking or some shit, right? And I'm like, I'm sorry I got it so messy, but do you like it when I get it messy?
Oh, you really talk. Okay. Go ahead.
You don't?
Because...
Or you just be like, so fuck me.
Well, no. But to me, I'm definitely in some, you like that? Like, really short terms.
Okay.
Here, you want me to stop? I always ask them if they want me to stop, because they're like, no, don't stop. No, keep going. Damn, that feel good. So I'm always like... Or when I really want to lick they ask, I'd be like, lower, while I'm at the nuts. So these are words that you can say that even if your English isn't that good, saying stuff like lower. Do you like
make
this?
It low, more low?
More low? Is that what they, okay.
I don't know.
Do the little accent again. What
better to like more making me go down?
Keep going.
I want to say one thing with the questions. Hold on.
Okay.
Don't ask questions too much. For example, here we go. Do you like that?
Oh, yeah. Don't ask, do you like that?
Do you like that?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
Oh, yeah. That's too much.
Like, bitch, I don't know. Your lover girl was choking me and asked me some shit like that the other day. She was like, do you like that? I was like, yeah. She was like, tell me why you like. Well, bitch, I don't know.
Wait,
I can't
yeah, no. I think you definitely have to keep it to where their responses are only one word responses. So lower, you want me to stop, keep going, do you like that? Those are all one word responses. And it allows him to start talking to you, because then what you do when you start talking,
he'll talk back.
He'll start talking back and giving you direction, and then bitch, you ain't got to worry about saying shit, because he going to just start talking to you. I also think, so that's during head. I think if you're in the mix
and
to where
you're getting head, sorry.
Oh, yes.
So I've noticed since I've been fucking Jeeves, he likes me telling him what he's doing.
Mm.
So, like, I'll say things like, just literally, I describe the scene and it's hot.
Okay, so describe the scene.
I love it when you put your fingers in my pussy while you're licking me. I love when you lick my clit like that. I like when you suck on my clit like that. Oh my God, that feels so good. Come and kiss me so I can taste it.
Yes.
I say,
bitch.
Sure. Well, you got back up to go.
No, oh. and so that's receiving oral. And I think when you're getting fucked, it could just be a whole bunch of, like I was saying earlier in the show, oh my God, I love this dick. Oh my God, it's good. You want to boost their ego while they're fucking you, because it definitely makes the dick
harder. You
know
what I say a lot? I'd be like, oh my God, I love when you fill me up. I love when you stretch my pussy out.
Yes!
You know what's my shit?
That's
you know what's my shit?
What's your shit?
Any nigga I ever fuck with, I'm telling you, I wish I fucking did this before, but I just started this shit. Uh-huh. I've been asking for permission to come.
Oh.
I've been like, Daddy, can I please come? Can I come, please? Please, can I come? Yeah. And he has to say yes. And like.
And then you come. No, that's really good. And so I think that these are things that you could say. Something that I say with 24/7 a lot is, oh my God, do you feel this pussy grip it? Because it'd be gripping it and he'd be seeing it. So even just making it to where you're making it visual for him, like, do you see it gripping? Oh my God, you're filling me
Sometimes
up.
Sometimes I like when, like, I'm on the bottom and, like, it's missionary position. Like, I like looking down and, like, telling him, like, I love watching you fuck me.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
So it's really honestly just say things that are happening.
You don't even have to say anything. I think you can comment. Like, when I say, oh my God, I love watching you fuck me. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's it.
But something else, and this takes away from having to say words. I know I enjoy it from a man who, even if he doesn't talk, I love the moan. So if you even just moan and do a moan to where he can feel that you're enjoying what he's doing, I know I love when 24/7 moans when I'm sucking his motherfucking dick.
That's good. It's so sexy.
There's when you know you have the power to make a man moan. And
the grunting.
And a lot of men won't moan. They see it as kind of like a feminine thing, and I don't know why.
I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm not saying
that it's the majority, but I've definitely been with men that don't make a lot of noise.
Yes.
And it's really uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable for me, too.
It's always the niggas that's like, the drug dealers, the scammers, Jamaican niggas.
Oh,
they
Jamaican
be
niggas,
mad,
yeah.
I mean, I'll hear like...
Yeah, it's like they're keeping themselves from moaning.
They're panting,
but not moaning.
You know,
so I think that she could definitely moan.
Sometimes, too, like now that I'm getting into rougher sex, like when I'm getting grabbed or something like that, I don't growl, but it's a lot of like,
Like, it's just, it's hot.
That's funny. I just make noises as, like, my form of giving direction. So it's like, if they're doing something good, I'll give a little noise out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like,
ooh.
Yeah, it tells them to keep doing it.
Ooh, the teeth suck.
That's my form of giving the direction.
Also, too, like, if you really, really, really are still afraid on what to comment on, I would start with your talking, just being asking for, like, a different position. Mm-hmm. Ooh, can you fuck me from behind? But say it, instead of can you fuck me from behind, can you fuck my pussy from behind?
Yeah, you gotta make it sexy.
Can you keep fucking my pussy?
Yes, bitch.
Can you spit on my pussy? By the way, a lot of women I've been hearing don't like that. Actually had Loverboy tell me this. I've had Jeeves tell me
this.
They
don't like what?
Spitting. Like, they have both told me that they've spit on a girl's pussy. Because when I've been like, I love when you do that, they've been like, I had a girl tell me, like, don't do that anymore.
I mean, some girls don't.
I wonder what it is. It's like disrespectful.
I mean, because then they may feel like you don't like how wet my pussy is. So you got to use spit. I think it's an ego thing as to why a woman wouldn't want that.
So I can't spit on your dick? We got to wait for pre-com? This is dumb.
Yeah, I know. It's stupid. So this one actually, our next one, I'm going to need you on this because this is some male shit that she wants our advice on, but we ain't a male. And this is some shit we all deal with. So it says, hi, ladies. This is for home male advice. I met this guy on Seeking Arrangements 3 years ago. We were just friends up until a year ago. We have sex, have gone on small vacations, and are planning more. Spend time together. I'm at his house multiple times a week and days at a time. This is why Seeking Arrangement ain't working, because y'all on here making these niggas your boyfriend. Go on days, basically. I mean, these niggas don't be wanting to pay no more. They be wanting real relationships. Okay. Anyway, my bad. The day that I brought, we go on dates. Basically, we are boyfriend and girlfriend, but he won't give me the title. The day that I brought it up, he said he really needed to think about things. I was asking, but then all sorts of things happened. Several family members passing, etc. Look, he laughed. I told him once I graduate, I want...
His mama died right when I asked him to be my man.
Right, as soon as his nigga asked. Don't
y'all
laugh.
Fat. How you
don't
laughing at his mom
don't
died?
Laugh. Well,
why you laugh? What did you assume it was an aunt?
Don't laugh.
Fuck out
I
here.
Told him once I graduate, I'm going to want more, and he said he understands that. Since that conversation, we have grown closer, and he hasn't backed off. I'm so confused. On top of this, he sends me flowers constantly and does whatever it takes to ensure my long-term success. Why won't he commit? Is he waiting for me to finish school? P.S. When I asked if how we met bothered him, he said no because it's been a long time now that we've known each other. We are monogamous. We've had that conversation, but I just don't know what is going on.
I'm going to tell you what's going on. He was on Seeking Arrangement instead of Tinder or Bumble because he didn't want a girlfriend.
Yeah, 1,000%.
And niggas
you're sitting
like
here giving him the girlfriend experience, and he probably not having to do much but send you flowers and let you stay at his house a couple times. The fact that you sat here and had the conversation with him about a relationship, and then shortly after, people started dying in his family.
laughing, no.
Well, you started the laughter. Honestly, you laughed first, so and then fast. I had to read it. I said, oh, that shit is funny. Okay, wait. So, I want to say this. I don't want to be too aggressive and mean because you do pay us on Patreon.
You do.
This was a Patreon question. And I'm assuming it's that nigga money, so you can't cut him off. But
give us your $5.
So on some real shit, I fuck with you. But I'm going to be so honest right now. And here it goes.
Please.
You are looking at a nigga, give you all this money, and you just want to keep him. This is all your fault. You met him on Seeking Arrangement, girl.
Absolutely.
You know he don't want a girlfriend. And I know you might feel more connected to him because you're spending so much time in his house, but he just getting what you give. Why wouldn't he want you in his house with no connection? Not no connection, but no commitment. I mean, of course he enjoys you being there. I don't know if you cook for him, if he enjoys your company, or if you guys spend time together. It sounds like you have a great time. You go on vacations. Like, you have a connection, but he doesn't want a girlfriend. And you're saying the day that you brought it up, he said he needed to think about things. If you were talking to a friend and they asked for your advice for a man who said that, you would tell them that he doesn't
want a relationship.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I think this is also... her even
and then
putting,
you're saying the fucking school girl listen.
Well it's something that I see a lot of women do, and I when I read this
blame themselves
no but when I read this letter he sends me flowers, I'm at his house multiple times a week, we've gone on vacation,
he cares about you,
right? But I feel like those things people automatically just assume, oh my god, we have this, and they turn a relationship into more than what it really is.
Or not even that. You have a man doing that, and you in your mind are like boyfriend material.
Boyfriend material, right.
But and some men are just
like that. And I don't want to say this harshly, but you may not be for him. Because at the end of the day, what I've learned, even in just seeing
so many people talk in relationships. I just feel like if a man wants you, he'll make you, he'll give you that title.
I'm going to take that, reel that one back and say, maybe not that you are not for him, but I don't think he wants a girlfriend if he was on seeking arrangement. I don't think it's you.
Yeah, that seeking arrangement
kind
of. I don't
think he wants a girlfriend. I really don't.
I agree.
Like, I really do believe in my heart. A lot of women will say, if a man wants you, he'll make you his. I really believe niggas will let you go before mm-hmm. they'll be tied down.
And I will say, I would hope,
like,
he's
you
not
might
judging
be amazing,
you.
And he's like, you know what? I know I can't. I don't want a girlfriend.
But I would also hope he's not judging, and I know that this is potentially in the back of your mind. Seeking Arrangement is a website where women are engaging in relations with money, like with men for money. And so it could be to where he's kind of feeling like that's where he met you, and so he doesn't
want
to take
you
past
that.
That
is it because we met there? I want to tell you one thing, and I don't know if it's going to make you feel better or worse, but I had a friend call me. He's not an athlete. He makes maybe, I'm going to say anywhere from $1 to $3 million a year. He's mid-30s. And he called me frustrated because he said he had to break up with this girl. And I said, why? And he was like, dude, like, I just literally got back from Italy with her. We had a fucking amazing time. And then, boom, the girlfriend shit happened. And I'm like, nigga, but she's met your family. So what is the problem? And he's like, I just realized, like, it ruined it for me. Now she's in this got this other thing in her mind. Yeah. Every time I'm with her, I feel like we're just days away from her asking me again. And it literally fucking ruined it. And he called me to vent about it because he said he misses her. He liked her that much. And still let her go, just because in his mind, girlfriend would not work.
Yeah, but I feel like this is also
we gotta enjoy what we have.
You dealt with
and don't
that
fuck up
with,
that check
with
girl.
Lover boy too, though. Like wanting that title, then was okay with not having that title. I just think if you're in a situation where you're enjoying this man, I don't understand what the title means. You're telling us y'all are monogamous. You go on vacations. You spend this much time with him. I don't understand the importance of this title.
You know, it's funny. I talked to my therapist about how fucked up in the head I was with Loverboy. Because, and it had nothing to do with him. It's just like, how come once I thought I'd got it, I didn't want it? And he said to me that commitment is a thing, is a word that we've been having a societal norm around. Mm-hmm. And that we feel like when we don't have it, that something's wrong with us.
Yeah.
But agreed. Then the second we know we will have it, we are going to lose something.
Agreed.
And he's like, you pushed him until he wouldn't give it to you, which pushed you away, which made you want him want to give it to mm-hmm. you. And now you go, like,
it's
what?
The chase.
Yeah. It's an awful feeling.
And it's the clarification that, okay, he gave me this. But it's just like, he gave you what? Essentially, you have everything you want except this title, this idea in your mind.
A friend
that
of mine
more-
recently got engaged. Gorgeous ring, and all she wanted was that. And she literally told me yesterday, like, dude, nothing's different.
Nothing. If you get
a
title, doesn't change anything.
It felt amazing. Yeah. Now you're in love and you're going to get married, and you're just still the same kind of love.
Right.
You know, I mean, I wish that I could tell you to chill and maybe it'll come, but I don't think it will. And I think you got to like what you have.
100%. Okay, we're going to do one more.
Right up.
Okay.
Let's read number 8 and maybe the voicemail.
Okay, so we'll do number 8. So
this was a Patreon listener.
Actually, it's Melanin Milk. So shout out to Melanin Milk. She said, who's having the most sex? Wheezy, Mandy, which one of y'all are having the most sex right now? Whether it's solo sex, partner sex, party sex, let me know.
Huh.
And I think that this is kind of a good question for us. I personally would.
How many times a week are you masturbating? Let's start with solo sex.
I mean, but I masturbate every night. That's how I go to bed.
Period.
Period. Every single night. And I'd be mad as fuck really? When I'm on my 3-day period because I'd be like, fuck, I can't. And I'll masturbate on my first day of my period and maybe my last, but not the middle 2 days. But
what?
Because I won't masturbate while
heaviest.
I'm. Yeah, it's the heaviest. So I won't masturbate, but I literally, in order to get a good
dude,
night's sleep,
I'd be doing it.
I masturbate
I
every
single
night. I put
the towel down, wash my hands. I don't give a fuck.
As far as sex.
It alleviates cramps a lot.
So outside of solo sex, me and you, we are avid masturbators. Who's having more sex? I mean, you have at least two partners. You got a male and a woman, so I would say you're having more sex.
I might be.
I'm having, I get sex a good amount of times per week.
Me too.
So how? To me, I'm happy. What?
How if it's just one?
It's one dick, but I'm fucking him multiple times.
Isn't he not always here?
Okay, now you're clocking the nigga schedule. No, he's not.
I'm just saying.
Damn it. No, you know, it
is he not always here?
We believe you.
You know, no, so when he was on tour.
Oh, no, I get what he's
no,
saying.
No, when
though.
He
he's
was
like,
on, yeah, when he was on tour, always... it sucked. But now.
Nigga been doing Burrow shows.
Fuck you, bitch. You know, he been, I'm just saying, what? Yo, everyone knows he's a rapper. Shut up. Damn. Anyways. You out here because you really trying to save yourself.
No,
off
nigga,
that Instagram.
He trying to guess?
He's trying to save himself.
You know, I had a girl
Instagram
come up
live.
To me in the street and ask me if it was Drake. I said, nah, bitch, you know that bitch would have been
bitch,
in Toronto
if it was
all the time.
Drake, I would have been in the six, okay?
But that bitch,
a bitch would have been in the six.
I was running
in the six. The six would have been in me, goddamn. Fuck that. But no, he's not always here, but when he is here, like when he's here, especially days at a time, like I see him. Enough.
So I'm having, it's really weird. When I'm with Lover Girl, we go on like a weekend binge. And
okay.
then we don't have sex for a while after that. When I'm with Jeeves, it's multiple times per week. Her and I spend like a lot of time together for like a certain amount of time. Like we'll hang out on Friday. We do the gym. We go to dinner. We fuck all morning. Then we go to brunch. Then we fuck all day. Like with him, it feels more of like this kind of relationship sex.
And with her, it's just fun sex.
Which is strange because we do have feelings for each other. It's very, I mean, I spent my whole birthday with her.
Right.
I think because she's seeing someone else, and I think I'm the only person Jeeves is seeing.
Okay.
And so she's seeing someone that's more serious than me.
Right.
And I think we're not each other's primary partner, opposed to with Jeeves, I think we are.
Right. Okay, that
and
makes
I'm not
sense.
Trying to like put the claim on a nigga, but I did bring up Bumble last night. I was like, you know, because I don't really be on it like that. He's like, yeah, I don't really be on it like that. And I'm like, but it's still on your phone now? Nah, but I don't know. It's
wow.
getting to this weird point where
you
right
so nerve to hit
right
that, though.
No, right
the way you move
right
like,
how she move nigga you mad he got Bumble in his phone still
I'm gonna tell you why I did
delete
bro.
The whole app
nah,
that's
nah, nah.
You,
I'm playing
in the picture all of
but
4
the,
weeks
the reason I did bring it up I met him
you see how she be tripping
first of all I met him
bro.
Before Valentine's Day so it's almost be 2 months.
She love adding, bitch, it's still March.
Yo.
Whatever, ho! Maybe it's coming out in April.
Your timelines be fucked. All of 4 weeks.
Listen.
She bad he still got bubbles.
I'm seeing this nigga 2 or 3 times a week.
Serial monogamous. You was right.
She is. She's a serial right. dater. For sure. 1,000%.
If you hitting them with that energy, you can't talk shit.
All right. I'm fucking with y'all. I did not talk to
yes,
like
you
that.
Did.
Right, Alex.
Wait.
Let me get it
wait,
out.
Hashtag, we believe you.
We believe Hashtag, we believe you.
The reason Bumble came up, all sincerity, is because we started talking about Lover Girl. And I said, you know what? This might be my moment to, like, I don't know how he never asked me about it. And so we were just kind of getting into that conversation. Plus, we fucking a lot. And, you know, maybe we got to get tested so no condoms he's the cat. Because, bitch, I be getting sore with this condom
right.
dick. But not even that.
I
I'm,
love
I'm going to be gone for a few weeks training for work. And he might be flying there to be with me
God
for
damn.
A weekend. And so
you see how she, it'd be moving fast with her ass.
Lover Girl also
seen. She was dating Lover Boy for 2 weeks. And she's like, he's the only one I've been fucking for 4 months. You just met him 2 months ago.
Bitch, I never said that.
Bro, listen.
She loves talking about my pussy.
Bro, because she'll talk about it and then forget she talk about it.
How would I say that it was only one? You just wanted to be like, no, you met him this time and this time and this time.
No, because you're everything. She'll be like, yeah, Loverboy's the only dick I had since we started the podcast. Mind you, our first 5 episodes, she had different dicks every episode.
Hold on. No, I did not.
Every...
Guys, I had a threesome and then I met Loverboy.
If you haven't listened yet to our
why do you,
first
I was
five
telling
episodes.
You old stuff. Dude, every experience I had was not new. I didn't pee in the treehouse that week. I didn't have the missing condom in me that week. I didn't fuck a bunch of
We believe you.
We believe you. Hashtag.
Why would I lie on my pussy
it's
now?
It's fine. It's out in the
we
open. It's
you.
On record. I'll go back and listen.
It is on record, oh, homie. You know okay. what's not on record? My what? Fucking pussy. You love to fucking act like
here
any story I told
actually,
that nah. day.
Actually, both of our pussies are on record.
It's not, bro.
Now
both
she,
of our pussies are on record
that.
With this
you
show.
You love that right now?
You see,
I'm mad.
You love that right now?
Tell a story. Big man. Happened last night. I can't just live my life. In it. Do you think my mom fucked the one-legged nigga last night? No. I can't live in my old hotels.
Big man.
Damn.
All right, let's okay. keep going.
Once okay. upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. And I've admitted it on episodes 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, 5, 6. But then I met Loverboy. And I stopped fucking.
You. Okay, so we're going to go
who's
ahead.
Having more sex? That's... That was the question,
Weezy.
Right?
She has.
Oh, Weezy.
She's.
I don't have as much solo sex though, but I think it's because I'm getting fucked so often.
Oh. Well, I mean, if I'm not going to bed like with him, I'm gonna masturbate. So, but I don't masturbate after we fuck. So when I go home, like no.
The more I'm having sex, like now that I'm having sex more often, I masturbate less.
I will agree. I'll attest to that. I don't want to masturbate as much because I'm getting fucked a good amount of
time. But let me say one thing that's crazy.
So
what?
I'm not So out of the three of us, I'm not having any sex. And in between not having in between not having sex.
Don't be coming on the podcast lying.
Nah.
We ain't got that lie life.
I don't masturbate.
You don't masturbate at all?
Nah. I try not to.
Hold on. I have a coworker
that
told me that he can't remember the last time he's done it. I'm like, not in the last year? He's like, no.
Well, I haven't guys that don't, long, but I mean.
I thought guys masturbated more than women.
I did too.
I mean, not us. We're
why do you try not to? Because it makes your testosterone levels go up and you want to fuck more?
I actually probably been doing it for the gym, like on some boxer shit. So if I'm not fucking, let me not masturbate so I have more testosterone so I can go harder in the gym.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so you don't masturbate to go harder in the gym?
Yeah.
Okay, so y'all know I don't fuck with athletes anymore, but I will say they will not fuck on game days. So that makes a lot of fucking sense. Like, they need their legs and energy, I guess. I didn't know the energy came from your balls, though. But they damn sure will not fuck you on a game day.
When boxers are training for a match, they go, like, months without fucking.
So let me tell you what's funny about this. I feel like good dick gives me wings. And the second I get fucked real hard, I feel
excited.
You feel good. But I'm talking about if you want to have aggression and be aggravated and be angry.
I ain't
going
to lie. I feel like I could run a marathon.
If you go without fucking for a really long time. Aren't you going to be angry, aggravated, ready to punch a bitch?
I guess. I don't do any competitive stuff, but I do be having an attitude.
Yeah. So that's the thing.
I don't have sex.
Exactly. Right, that's what he's saying. That's what I'm saying. So you don't have sex, you have more aggression in the gym.
Like, you don't even know. I be walking into work singing and shit. Like,
so you need your balls drained.
Last night, girl. It's a great day. Bitch, we still in 30-degree weather in almost April, and I still think it's a beautiful day.
Bitch, let me tell you, I fucked Jeeves the other day. I was skipping to that L train in Brooklyn. I was excited.
Well, unfortunately, we have somewhere to be. If you guys liked this episode of doing all of this motherfucking hoe mail, please continue to send it in. We'll do another one because we did not get through half of the hoe mail that we wanted to get through this goddamn episode. But yeah, you can go ahead and send that to horribledecisions@gmail.com. Don't forget, y'all, we is coming to motherfucking ATL. And at the live show, we are going to allow you guys to ask us hoe mail live. So we have a segment where we put in...
Shout out to DP.
Shout out. We actually...
That girl with the DP?
We had a girl
openly
discuss about doing double penetration. We also had another couple that openly admitted the man let his woman fuck other guys.
Oh, if you guys are not open enough to like do it in person, please leave us a voicemail of your hotel. I would really like that.
I like
hotel. 845-419-3809. Do that. Tell us all your nasty shit. Moan on there. Ooh, give us your best impression for the Spanish girl who have the question.
Yeah.
Do it the best. Do your abilities. Have it the sex. What was that?
I don't know.
That Israeli talking that bitch. No, but like, honestly, do your best sex voice. We are not going to share your name or your number. Do your best sex voice. Tell us like what you do. That might be really fun.
I would love to start the episode actually by you sounding like what you guys say during sex. Like literally just if you guys can go ahead and call the number. Well, I'll put it in the description of this episode.
Hey,
as
if
well.
It's good enough, whoever wins this, we going to give you the promo code for the tickets. How about that?
Yeah, I like that. So if you guys can, go ahead and call the number and leave us your best impression of how you sound while you have sex.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck me. Just like that.
Our sex sounds is trash.
What?
No. We're trying to make them trash.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying.
Because I sound really good when I fuck.
We don't do yeah.
I don't need to hear. I don't need to hear. Chill. So, this is an episode of Horrible Decisions.
That's why I'm squirting.
Yo, why did Andy look like her face was like, oh.
Fuck y'all. Anyways, thank you guys. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye. I hate you.